Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of the We Read Podcast. My name is Esther Mutiku.
And I'm Tara Nicole.
And today, you not only get to hear our voices, because of course, we have a great episode lined up for you. And we are joined by our guests, who I'll let introduce herself. So, the floor is yours.
Hi guys, I'm Tekla Mongeli, or you can call me Tequila. And I'm your guest for today. Yeah.
This episode is a fun one actually, and maybe you can tell us a little bit more about yourself so that the people can know what you're going to talk about, like what do you do and
why are you here.
Yeah.
Okay, as I said, I'm Tekla, but you can call me Tek or T if you can't handle the pronunciation.
Okay.
I am a fashion designer.
Perfect.
I am a young mom, which will be the center of focus today.
Exactly. That's
and I'm a fashion designer, majorly focusing on wardrobe styling. That's me. I think that's a very good definition of who I
it's
am.
It's perfect.
That yeah. actually explains your outfit. I was going to tell you look really nice.
Oh, thank you.
She does. So make sure
if you want to slay,
yes,
you just
you have
give
to.
Me a call.
Okay.
Yeah, for this one listening on Spotify, you have to watch the visuals of this because she looks really nice.
Yeah, she looks fine.
Yeah. Thank
and
you very
to
much.
The channel while you're there.
Yeah. Please don't miss out on that.
Yeah.
Okay, so today we are going to talk about, you know, motherhood. As she has said, she's a young mom. So we want to know, you know, everything in life has a pro and has a con as well. Cindy,
yeah.
We can all agree to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we want to know about some of the pros, some of the challenges, some of the, I've said pros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cons, you know, yeah, everything about being a young mom.
Okay, let me just start with the cons.
No, you know, even before you start about the cons, let us know about your journey. Like, how was it when you realized, I'm pregnant?
Yeah, and what age?
And what, like, how was life back then? God. Were you prepared?
Mm.
I was 19.
Yeah.
Okay. When I realized I was pregnant, and I didn't even have, like, the pregnancy symptoms. I literally was expecting my periods like that day. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even to take a test. A friend of mine just called me crying, telling me that she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And to comfort her, I took a test because, you know, us girls, when we... when you're trying to convince each other, have you ever phoned your friend in a situation and you're like, usijali hata mimi najishuku. You know, that's that phrase.
Yeah.
And then she's like, ebu you take a test. But I was so sure I had taken my emergency pill, but I had popped them like Tic Tacs in that year. So they failed on me. So when I went and took that pregnancy test, honestly, I was waiting for one bar until the second one showed up. And my friend, I knew I was effed up. I laughed. Oh, I didn't even cry. I laughed at myself because, you know, I was so confident, like, man, I'm not pregnant. Like, let me just do it. We do these things all the damn time. Like, let me just have a test. Ooh. And then two bars came. I just laughed at myself. I didn't cry. I guess it didn't hit me then and there.
Yeah.
That chick, you're pregnant.
So where did, it hit? When did it hit you?
I think a few months down the line, like when I was 2 months, and now like my body started changing. And this time I was jobless. I had quit my job at 19.
Mm.
Okay. Then I was a fire burning. I was like this bright flame.
Yeah.
I was the shit. And then you tell me that a job will stress me. No, I had just quit my job.
Mm.
I didn't know where to get another job. And then immediately after quitting my job, now I find out I'm pregnant and I have to help my mom pay the bills.
Whoa.
It was tough.
Actually, I was to ask you, how did your mom react to the news?
Yeah.
My mom didn't even know I was pregnant until I told her.
This was after how long?
Yeah.
At 16 weeks. That's after a card I was using
three
in
months.
The hospital.
How long is 16 weeks?
Four months.
Oh, 4 months.
Yeah.
Yes. That's after, like, I went to the hospital. A card backfired because I was doing an ultrasound to know the gender of my baby. And then I had to call her because I was broke, like bougie broke.
No, wait a minute. So you did the test.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You found out that you're pregnant.
Uh-huh.
you didn't have like second thoughts, like you knew I'm going to keep the baby.
Trust me, you. Then I knew I couldn't deal with having an abortion, mm-hmm. but I totally, knowing what I know right now, I wouldn't judge people that have gone through that journey. Like, adulting will just show you the most, and especially young parenting, it's not the best. But I knew I couldn't live with terminating the pregnancy. I didn't even call my boyfriend then and tell him. I just told him, babe, I'm pregnant. I didn't ask him that, are we keeping this baby? No. I was just like, cocksure, I'm keeping this baby. I can't deal. Like, I didn't even have to sit down and think about it.
How did your boyfriend react when you told him?
I called him. Yeah. I sent him a picture on WhatsApp. Mm. He wasn't online, so I called him. And he was in public. So I told him, Ebu, go check your WhatsApp. And then he calls me back and he asks me, what does that mean?
What? Pregnant with expectation.
Yeah, I know. Is this what I think? And I was like, yeah.
What?
And he's like, hey, I'll call you back later. And I think I just sent him direct into depression mode. Because how are we even going to navigate through this? And he knew, we had talked about this before. He knew who you atasism convinced vingine, who you tunayaka tushapata mtoto. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I didn't give him the choice to like be an absentee parent. Like, it was all my decision. Okay, maybe that's a thing that... it was my own decision. I feel like I didn't involve him that much.
Which I feel it's okay. I'm the one carrying the baby, so here.
I know.
It doesn't matter if you're present or not.
Uh-huh.
I'll take care of the baby.
But on that note, I feel like it was a very bold move for me to make the decision on my own. Because of late, you meet chicks getting pregnant apparently because the boyfriend wanted a baby.
What?
No, that's stupid.
It happens. Do you know how many people I know right now? Like, I've bumped into, and it's because they felt like to keep a man they had to get pregnant by them.
That's stupid. What?
Or like to secure a man, or because they didn't want the boyfriend to leave, they had to get pregnant.
They're not okay. They're not okay.
Trust me, you can't convince. You should step out here and see.
It's okay, but you can't tell me that person is not crazy up here.
Because the boyfriend is rich. I'm a mbona.
I don't know. Love makes girls act so
stupid.
Yeah.
I'm trying to say this people literally. Are on crack, because there's no way you can keep a man by having a baby. First of all, you ruin your future by wanting a kid. Mm-hmm. Now do tell manager J.
True.
Just because you want to keep a stupid man.
Uh-huh.
Imagine.
You had to use the S word.
No, but it's very normal of late. Like, I'm not surprised
anymore.
It's not
normal. It's crazy.
You should step out here. Like, people are treating it like the norm.
You think it's normal?
What I know, it's not normal. It's crazy.
Yeah it's
but
crazy.
It's been normalized.
It's crazy. Yeah, okay. People have normalized it. It's like pleasing, that going to that much of an extent to please your partner. And I usually tell people, sit down, think about it yourself. If you can't handle raising that baby without the man, you're not ready.
Yeah, you're not.
If you don't think you'll navigate through it alone, don't rely on people to support you. Can you handle it? Are you that tough? If you're not, you're not ready. The decision is in your hands.
Okay, yesterday when I was going through Twitter, early in the morning, Janil kwa Monday. Mtu amekasirika. Monday.
Monday.
Monday nafika na usha jam. Anyway, so yesterday, there was a heated debate about vasectomy on Twitter. So this guy wanted to get a vasectomy. Alafu, every guy, there was no guy who was supporting that idea. Like, people, like 80% of the chicks were like, okay, cool, you go have a vasectomy, like it's cool, like nothing wrong. But the girls were like, bro, what is this? Ati si unenda kuruka ruka sivi kwate boza mari stopped on you.
I can imagine.
It was crazy. Alikuwa anayake, it was crazy. So what's your thoughts on vasectomy, both of you?
You can go first.
Yeah.
Oh. First of all, I don't think vasectomy is reversible. Is it reversible?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I thought it wasn't.
I also thought it wasn't.
It is reversible.
But if it was, see what we do you mean on anger? Like, it's really
it's a one time thing. Okay. It's done, done.
No, what people don't like about it is because it's the guy getting the. You don't.
But, if it's but I think that's a really nice problem. Family planning idea. Yay. Like, you just. Lock your balls until you feel you're ready.
Trust me, you could go there and ask a guy if they can. It's reversible, totally.
I actually know a few guys that have done it.
But guys will not do it just because it's taken as a bitch move.
Really?
I don't know, shoot blanks.
I think reversible or like
yeah it
that's
is
crazy,
but I think people should be more open to the idea, because I think saying you shouldn't do it is like toxic masculinity.
It is.
If there's a way a man can watch out for himself and not live a deadbeat baby daddy life, I mean, like, do it if it's reversible, but anyway, your body, your choice.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Even I remember a while back there was a debate about the male contraceptives.
Mm-hmm.
And no guy was having that.
Hey.
No guy, like, that's toxic. Like, me up to the girl to keep yourself
but
safe.
But that's not fair.
It's like, not fair.
Mm. What contraceptives upon hormones in a affect?
Tell me about it. Oh my God.
And the guy is just there for the free ride.
I know.
That has to change.
I know. It should be like a 50-50 weight split.
Yeah, at least. Yeah. At the very least.
But if you come to think about it, me, I would rather protect myself. Because if I know I'm not ready to have a kid, mm-hmm. and the guy...
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And the guy is not that open to...
Yes. I would rather just do it for myself. Because... Mm-hmm. If he can't do it, it's up to me. And at or rather, I'm just abstain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at the end of the day, it's all up to you. Like when you fuck up, no one wants to know what the other person didn't you. What did you do yourself?
Yeah.
Sally, agree.
So after the boyfriend story. After that, what happened? Like,
did he support you? Like, how was it till? Actually, it's a very interesting story. Tell us about the boyfriend until today.
Yeah.
Just that story until
today. To present.
I think that's a very personal story.
Yeah. It's just light touches.
Like juju. Yeah. Like, but to the picture.
Yes.
Then, I knew very much. I know I have no reason to put an excuse for him, and he didn't have like the perfect excuse to be. Okay, I could say he was 30% present and 70% absent. And I felt like I had a reason as to why he was like not present. But at some point,
What was the reason he wasn't present?
He had a lot on his table and he was battling with mental health.
Okay.
All along, even when we were dating, I could say I was like a stronghold, like a shoulder to lean on for him. Mm-hmm. And then now I made like this bold decision without him, and it was just like a lot to take in. But at some point throughout my pregnancy hormonal journey, the days that I decided to rant about it, I was that, I can say I was that toxic baby mama. But I can't say I was a toxic baby mama out of nothing. It was the pain that I was holding, and I was just there constantly trying to push through the journey alone. I also have a lot on my plate. I am literally jobless. I have to help my mom pay the bills. I also have a lot on my plate. Like, can't you just like, for once, like just man up and help me? Like, just step up. I need you like on this journey, and you're not doing it any better by not being by my side. I need someone to lean on. I don't know anyone around me that was a young mom then. Maybe my brother's baby mama, but we were not that close to talk about vulnerabilities and everything. And I felt like I needed a partner to strongly lean on, but he wasn't like there for me. That I can proudly, I can be cocksure wherever he is.
Your full chest.
I can say, but my mom used to pasha me. She when she would ask like, my mom is tough. My mom whooped my ass till when I was even in high school. Yeah. My mom is that tough. So my mom used
to. But she's kind of a cool mom.
She's a cool mom. Like I won't her. Lie. Thank you. By the way, Esther is my cousin.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
So my mom used to like question. Why, where is your baby daddy? He's not even like coming forward to say anything. And I would be like, you know, he has a lot on his plate. And my mom was like, so do you.
Yeah.
But you're stepping up to go through this alone. I just don't think it's fair. So I used to, I can say I held so much and kind of gave him the space to be how he was then. I don't want to blame myself, but it's a two-way traffic.
True. Yeah.
But when I held it in for so long, it just got to a point and I just burst out. And I was like, you know what? Enough is enough. So I can't say my baby daddy was totally there, even though I knew what he was going through because it came a time he was in rehab therapy.
Whoa.
Because of mental health. And it's not my story to tell, but at the same time, you have to hurt alone. Because you can't fully involve. Because you're like, huyo ni kimskuma kidogo, it's over. It's a wrap. Like, I can't do this. So I'm forced to constantly be my support system. And just like spend those nights. Better you asked when it kicked in that I was pregnant. Mm. At around 3 months. And that's when like I noticed, shit, sina job. Nimeka hapo, huyo mtoto analelewa na nini. I can't depend on my mom. Yes, my sister can come through for me. But it's not her kid. I have to like find a solution for this. So it was really tough for me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But like realization was 3 months. But what led to the realization? Like
when she realized she doesn't have a job.
Yes. Oh. When I realized I don't have a job. By the way, emotionally, yeah. I wasn't worried. I say I move with the cheese very fast. I adapt to change really quick. Mm-hmm. And I don't emotionally. Okay. I might need a break like once or twice. I might break down, but that doesn't hold me back. I really get up so quick and I adapt to new situations really fast. But when it came to the financial aspects, I think it got a little bit depressing that shit, this baby's coming. I can't give my baby less of a life than I had. Like I really have to step up my game. Like I need to look for something. And I didn't have shit. I was literally shamelessly sitting in the house. My mom coming from work. Says what I dreamed to akia kona mimba.
Yeah. Until 3 months. What? For 3 months. I love when I'm pregnant. 3 months in.
Four months in. I remember when the card bounced, and I had to call her to send me money to clear the hospital bill, and it was around 8k.
Wow.
And she asked me, 8k imefika aje ho sino liku menda kupimo kona homa na kupimo kifua.
Hey.
I was at AR. So she gets mad and sends me the money, and she's like, ujue venye utanirudishia pesa yangu. So I get to her workplace and then I just hand out the ultrasound and I tell her it's a girl. My mom wanted to slap me. That's how I broke the news to her. I told her it's a girl. She was confused for a moment there.
What do you mean?
What? What's a girl? Yes, you are a girl.
And then I'm handing her ultrasound. What? Alita nivi akaniangalia. She told me talk up and unscone it.
Guy, yeah, that's a lot though.
What?
A lot
to unpack.
It's a lot. I didn't know how to sit it. I'm pregnant. I was like, unajua nini? Because she was like, natukunu, and she's a pesa zimenda wapi.
Wait, saka iyo kada inge kata unge mwambia lini?
Singe mwambia.
Unge mwambia.
Inge ngoja tuone mimba.
See God.
Inge ngoja tuone mimba. Na labda ngeoni uko 7 months.
You are engaged, I'm already thanks to Allah.
I know.
You are like God.
But the way she sat me down and she was like, I'm disappointed in you.
I'm putting myself in a shoes. I'm like, bro.
Hey, you've met my mom, so you know her.
Yeah.
Mean liko nangoja kufukuzwa dini liko nishanza kupingia. Hey, she doesn't. Whatever she thinks, she'll tell you to your face. Hata jinyamazia. So she told me how disappointed she was in me. And all that, I just got home and texted a few friends that knew. And I was like, nikifukuzwa nakuja kwako.
Oh yeah.
Did you see me?
Like, ulikuwa pretty sure atakufukuza?
Nilikuwa sure, but imagine she didn't. At the end of the day, I knew in as much as she's a tough mom, she at a jam, but nothing will change. I'm still there. So I wanted so much to like prove her like I'm not yet done with my success isn't limited just because I got pregnant on the way.
True.
Like I'll prove you. I don't know, like the expectations you had of me, I'll still give them to you.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Before we move further from that baby daddy drama, like, does your kid ever ask? Okay,
we'll get to that. I think we'll get to that.
But I'm trying to like at that period. Right now she's 4.
Yeah, she just turned 4.
So you're 23 now?
Yeah, I'm 23.
Okay. Wow, so we're literally age mates.
No.
Wow.
And mimi yo mama ya wenyewe hapa.
She's actually born. Mta born.
We're literally bonding. We stay like sisters.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
We see you later na ju.
Yeah. Na kutengeneza TikToks.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh.
It's like we're growing pamoja.
Like, within that period when your baby daddy wasn't, like, around, when she was... Does she ever like question like your period like where was my dad like
okay
when are you co-op?
He came around after I gave birth. He came around and they bonded kiasi.
Okay.
So he used to come visit once in a while. I think he was like constantly pushing himself out of his comfort zone. Because pembe mi nilikuwa narusha mdomo. Nilikuwa narusha. I was like, ukae hapa ama uende. Hakuna in between. So there came a point he started coming like through for us. He started not playing a present father figure. He was supportive emotionally, financially. Like things were starting to take a better shape. So I can say they created a really good bond then before things now took the worst turn.
Yeah.
So she knows her dad.
Okay.
They hanged out severally when she came to realize herself, but unfortunately for the past few months before he passed away.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
That took a quick turn.
Whatever, you lost me for a second. Okay, so I can't expect you. But you may say, like, for the worst, you can assume new parts of rehab.
There was no the worst.
Whoa.
Yeah. This was it to come.
Wow.
I can say, like, before the worst came to happen, they had quite the bond. Before, not like there was a blank space and then not the worst happened. But after that, I can say, right now I'm handling questions and she has to ask me, ulisema daddy yangu wako wapi? Where's my daddy?
She doesn't know. She doesn't even understand.
I told her because she was there in the burial. He literally passed away on Christmas Eve last year.
Wait, what happened? Sorry.
Touché.
Let's not go there.
Okay. So, but she was in the burial. So she saw, but it was kind of sad because she was pointing out at his picture next to the coffin and she's telling everyone, that's my dad. Man, I was breaking down. I have been the one to hold emotions and never show them in public. But that day I can say I broke down like the most. Because I was like, not only for me, because I saw him battle everything. And I still had the chance to help him out. But I feel like I didn't do my best. Like the list of the chances that I got and he even like cried for help from me. Like I didn't give him my support. Like when... the last chance, okay, how can I say it? He asked for help and I think I let my ego get in the way.
Ego.
And I can't, okay, if someone talked to me and had the whole story, they would have been like, you are just watching out for yourself because I have gotten to the worst. You know, it's like a different thing watching someone you love go through their worst. And it's also depressing to see them in depression. Depression is contagious. And now you have a baby. I know you have to watch them. I lost myself.
It's too much.
And I know started like caring so much about him. I even forgot I had a baby. You know, like people sat me down and they were like, hey, you know, like he's your man.
It's like you're taking care of two kids. Mm.
Exactly. And people just like got in the way and they were like, well, we know he's your man. But you have a kid. Now, I think I had to choose between my baby or now my baby daddy. It's the worst decision, but I had to choose myself and the baby. And then things just got worse. And I don't know. No, she asks me questions. And that way I was like feeling the guilt, the pain, looking at my baby and wondering what's next now. Because even though we got to a point and split, we still, everyone gets much better. And maybe we would like rekindle back to where we left it at. I feel like I lost someone, and my future plans, he was there. Like when I see my baby in this point, like grown up, he was in the picture. Like I knew in the moment he's just has a lot on his plate, but it'll get better and we'll get back. And then now he's no longer there, man. I was at my worst. And then now to explain that to my baby, I just told her he's in heaven with God. Now every night when she prays, she has to say, God, say hi to my daddy. Aww. Or she asks me, when is daddy coming back? Or will we go to visit daddy? Sometimes when she gets mad at me, she'll even tell me, I'll go to my daddy. No, don't say that.
Don't say that. Don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
That's a lot.
So it's a lot.
Where? Eh, nasikia mgeni preppy story. Wow, okay.
Eh, throw off.
Sorry. Throw off. But I'm sorry. Thank you. Don't tell me sorry. Well,
thank you.
I'm sorry. That's a lot. In four years,
that's a lot.
How is life after all this has happened? I mean, that happened last year. How did you move on? How has it been? How is the journey?
Yeah, and your parents, you have your dad in the picture, or it's
no,
just your
my
mom?
Dad is not in the picture. It's just my mom right now. I can say it's
like this year. How has this year been for you with the all that going on?
Hey, yeah. things just went like down and down and down. I can say right now I'm trying. I've had this whole year to recover, and I feel like this year's just been lessons and accepting and learning to live with things, and not like finding a new version of myself after all that has happened. And I feel like I haven't made much progress ever since, because I stayed in bed. After the burial happened, the first month was January, and I had to go back to school. So the next 3 months, let's say, I just like put a numb side to myself and focus on schoolwork. And then after that, I stayed when we went on vacation more, like at around January, February, March, at around March, April, I think I stayed in bed for a whole month, morning. I didn't used to wake up. Like, I used to stay in my bedroom because it was a master ensuite. Like, I used to stay in my bedroom, go wake to the up, toilet, hapo, wake up, shower, hey, stay back, go back to bed. My mom never left my house. I think she thought I would do something stupid. Like, my baby was the one bringing me food in bed. Like, from the kitchen, like, my mom was sending her, like, pelekea mom food. And then she comes, gives me, when I'm done, she comes, picks up the plate. Like, I was at my worst, but I usually say when you're at your worst moment, don't say those words of affirmation. Somehow, sit down and see you do what.
Just I think go through that
pain. Like, you can't run away from it forever. And you have to know how to live with the pain and burn it out at your best so that you can move past it. So I can say it took, like, a month or more to get back to my feet. And then after that, I felt like I lost who I was, kabisa. Now I had to sit down and re-strategize my life. I still am. I still am doing that today.
I mean, everyone is. Atakao, you haven't. Yeah. Life is about trying to figure out something every day. Something is always coming up, throwing you off. And you just have to move on from that.
I know. And considering the fact that you now have a kid that's watching over you and depending on you, you can't like lag back behind. Like, you have to still get up and keep it moving. Like, there was a lot on my plate even after him passing away. A lot happened, and I just had to like learn now how to live with the new things, adapt to change, be a new self, let go of some things for good, and then start off afresh from everything. I even shaved my hair. Yes, you told, and I did it. Like, the most therapeutic thing.
It is.
Like, it works magic.
You
it didn't does.
Know. I wouldn't know. You don't shave your hair.
You should. Yeah. If you ever feel like, hey, just do that big chop. I chopped my hair off and I dyed it and I was like, let me just sit in this pain for now. After this, I let it grow as I like grow my new self now. So I can say I'm still adapting to that. It's not easy, especially right now. My daughter is 4. She's very intelligent and she asks questions.
She's so cute. Let's move on from this sadness. Yeah. Tell us how it feels like bringing up a younger version of you. I mean, that must be interesting.
Yeah,
that's
incredible. It's fun. It has a downside, but it's so much fun. Uh-huh. And watching her, she's the spitting image. I know people say she looks like me, but she's the spitting image of her dad. Mm. You know, like her dad was lighter than me, and she's like way lighter than me. And then sometimes I just look at her doing something and I see his face. But sometimes I look at her and she's the most adorable. I even look at her and I'm like, oh, you mean this one is mine?
That's so cute.
You mean I made such a cute baby?
Yeah.
Like, she's mine. This is all is mine. And then the way she is sassy and sometimes she does things and you're like, oh my God, this is so me.
She's just like me.
She's just like me. This is such a mini me.
Aww.
So I love it here. You I love it here.
You didn't do it any other way.
I wouldn't. But if someone asked me if I went back to 19 and was told to choose a different path, I would say that I wouldn't have the drive I have today, because my daughter is my biggest motivation. She's the reason why I believe doors opened up for me because she came my way. I believe she's an angel. And her birthday is 11-11. Like, you know, 11-11 is like an angel number.
Last week.
And even at 11-11 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's a whole 11. Wow. Yes. That's so cool. Yeah. So I feel like she's my biggest blessing. And I feel like the blessings even started flowing in before I even gave birth to her. Because after, I told you I was jobless before. After I got pregnant,
yeah.
You know, like, I got a job at 5 months pregnant.
Wow.
And worked till I was like 8 months pregnant, and no one knew I was pregnant. And it was a promo job, yeah, pombe, kwa club.
Did your body change?
Yes. Okay,
you looked the same way as you looked before.
During my pregnancy, I gained some weight. Mm-hmm. And my tummy didn't show. But when I was doing this in-bar job, pregnant, no one knew. One day I bumped into a chick that was drunk and she noticed I was pregnant at 8 months and she pulled me to the unajua mlevi venye walevi waongea. Like, hey sister, unafanya nini hapa na uko na ball? And then everyone in the club turned and my colleagues, they were like, ah, you're pregnant. And I had to quit the job the next day. When we went in for a meeting, I just handed out my uniform and I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. And then they were like,
you can't, or because you choose not to?
Because I felt like when that lady told me that, it just hit me somewhere else and I broke down. And I was like, I didn't want this for myself. I'm 8 months pregnant in a club at 12 midnight.
Yeah.
Pregnant women shouldn't even be standing that late. Mm. And I'm here looking for the money. I just got my salary, went to Gikomba, started my thrift store. And I went even like till the last week. Another cousin guy of mine used to accompany me. I went to Gikomba that heavily pregnant.
What?
And started my thrift store. I tell people, pregnancy is not a disability. You can still work. Not unless it's like delicate and you need a bed rest or something. But you can still achieve so much. I made enough to kind of take care of my baby before I went back to hustling again.
Okay. You should plug your store, by the way.
Thank you. I also sell these long coats. It's called, right now it's called TMS. TIEMS.
I mean, was it last week? Eric Omondi posted his girlfriend having a miscarriage. Did you see that?
Whoa.
You guys didn't see that? Oh my God. Okay, fine. Yeah. He recorded. Now the girlfriend was having a miscarriage. And now I can record. Now I can post IG.
What on a post?
I mean, what? I'm telling you, man. men are just, I don't know.
That's something so sensitive.
That's her most vulnerable moment. Like, she was there looking so much in pain.
Why would he post that?
I think people, like, are putting so much of a private thing out to the world. Like, social media is not for everything.
As in,
sometimes
where,
just keep it
where do we put... Sure. Where do we say this is the
boundary?
The
I know, this is the line. Don't cross it.
Kai,
how many months did she lose the pregnancy at?
I think 3.
You know that somewhere you've already, like, started getting excited, like, you're meeting this new version. Maybe you've started bonding and then poof, the worst happens. I'm so sorry. I hope she gets the strength to
like, men, let's just behave.
Yeah, I know.
Let them behave. I'm not part of
that. That's so wrong.
Let men behave. What?
I think people need to know where to draw the line because that's such a sensitive matter. It's very depressing.
Not everything you go through must be seen on social media.
True.
Yeah.
You can share it later when maybe you've already fought that battle and you're ready to share it.
Or not share it at all, man.
You can keep it to yourself. See, Master Tuaju, imagine that's not your family. People say the internet can raise you and it can break you. Your fans can be your biggest uplifting point. But the day things will go wrong. So you see how celebrities get roasted on social media with the same people you try to tell every single day of your life. Not they have something to attack you with.
Yeah.
It's so wrong.
Plus I'm Joanne evil. Hey, what? I know. Come up, one is a backstab. Same what you
know. Strangers.
And imagine that guy has like millions of followers.
I think
I love who knows. Yeah. I love who everyone will see that. Your followers will see that. The Nairobi gossip will repost it. Who have millions of followers and
it's like most of the country now knows it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And now people, I'm sure they're sending their heartfelt condolences, but wait till the day he ever mess up Kidogo. And then that thing becomes a sijui ipepete. Iwashe yo moto vizuri.
Inakuwa na mind of its own. I know. Inakuwa whole thing. Anyway, sorry to her. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
I hope she gains. No, that's so tragic. That. May God be with her. Sending prayers her way.
Okay, so on the topic of motherhood, financial support, I think that's one of the biggest pillars to motherhood. Financially, do you support your baby alone, Ama? Do you still need help from your mom?
Alone. I do it alone.
Okay.
I do it alone, like it's all me. Okay. That's why I have a part-time job on the weekends. And I still have my thrift store that I'm struggling with. It's not easy.
And
it's
you still
tough.
Have your classes?
Yeah, but now I've put school on hold because all this happened and I had to be like, but let me re-strategize my life. I can't just keep on doing this blindly. I don't want to be in school because I'm doing fashion design and it's something more creative. And for you to be creative, okay, you can choose to be creative from your pain, but for me it wasn't working. So I had to like put it on hold and decide... I think I need to like get myself back and then go through this. The good thing is that life has no manual and you can take as many breaks as you want and go back. It's your life. It has no manual. At the end of the day, you're the one that's looking for the happiness. So what's the point of, I love fashion design, but I wouldn't want it to be something that I forced myself to go through in my most not creative moments because I have to complete this mini stage and you go to the next. Okay. I didn't want it just to be a boring journey. I wanted every step of mine to be like significant.
You're
and
present.
And I'm present in the moment. So I put school on hold Kidogo after like the March break.
That makes sense.
That's so I mean, this whole story is just too good.
Yeah.
I could make $1 million off Netflix.
I know.
Tukingilia details sasa vizuri.
Inaweza kuwa series.
The best documentary ever. I know.
Speaking of Netflix, have you watched the movie Look Both Ways?
Imagine I haven't.
At what?
Look Both Ways.
But let me, I'll
wow, that movie
that.
Is powerful. Especially, like, I pictured it from a mom's view, a young mom's view.
But just give us
it's mind. Basically about a chick. So the reason it's called Look Both Ways, it's because they give you
Look Both Ways.
When she's sitting on a toilet, she's taking the pregnancy test. So one side she's pregnant, the other one she's not. So they show you her life, how it played out this way when she was pregnant and when she wasn't. And at the end, they both meet at the same place. I don't know if you...
Wow, that's crazy.
But
I think I've seen the trailer. Or maybe I started watching it and left it midway. It's like she's taking a pregnancy test in the washrooms with her friend.
Yeah,
and
at
then,
a party.
Yes, I think I have seen the trailer. I'll go check it out.
You love it.
But I hate watching emotional things because I'm like, why am I watching the pain that I've been through again? I really avoid, but I will watch it.
The ending is worth the journey.
I will go tonight.
To all young moms, you should check it out. It's on Netflix.
I mean, we are at an age where you just wake up and find someone is married. I know.
It's December Narorashios. It's like everyone is getting married.
It's a very weird stage in life. Others cannot go out to party late night. Others are
chasing
pregnant.
Their dreams.
Yeah, others are chasing their dreams. Others are getting, like, it's a very weird stage of life. And I'm like,
everyone is diverse. Like, you grew up with people and now everyone is taking their own path. It can be very
crazy. Like, Adi, sometimes you have to just sit down and figure out where am I in this
whole mix up. Like, where am I headed to? But you know, for that, I have a YouTube video on being a young mom. Maybe they can subscribe to my YouTube channel as well.
Have it.
Here. So, there's somewhere I say one of the things that pushed me through pregnancy is, okay, I had my fellow age mates, people we finished high school with. Some had finished their schools. Some came from different backgrounds and they were having their dream job. And then there I was pregnant. And I'm not even from a wealthy family. So what I used to tell myself is like, that's their journey. It's not yours. If it was yours, you would have been there. But this had to happen. You have to learn to embrace your new path, learn to live with it, and embrace every single step of it. You will never be a mom, like a first-time mom again. It's only this one chance. So when life takes a twist and you see everyone around you is having their own successful paths, always remember, if that was your path, you would have been there with them. But it's not. This is your path. So learn and find the positives in it.
I mean, yeah, life is not something linear. A trend in a straight line.
Point A to point B.
You grow and you realize, unatoka point A, unarudi nyuma, unarudi do thing. And I mean, we just have to keep it moving because you just can't stay where you are.
And I think people should also like lose this mentality that the society has instilled about us of you going to school, after high school, now you have to go to campus, graduate, get a job, and then get married, now have kids. Like, things don't go. Unless what soul contracts did you make coming to this world? Whatever comes in between, just know it's okay. It's very much okay.
I think it even makes life more interesting.
I know. Imagine having the basic life ones.
Living from point A to... You wouldn't even have a story to tell.
I know. What story will you tell to people? Yeah. Anyway, it's okay. Happy them who had that life they had.
Tara, do you have any extra... You know, it's getting... Time is not on our side.
Yeah. My final question was just your advice to young moms.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But Nasia, the last speech maybe Anna didn't is a quote, like the quote.
I mean, she's given us so much.
I think I've already even quoted my advice to young moms.
True.
Okay, the only thing I can add to that is that being a young mom doesn't make you less of a person or any lesser than people your peers. Just embrace it. And usichape after kuza. Ebu, you just go back and find yourself. Just because you had that baby doesn't mean you have to lose your whole life. And stay there and commit your whole life to parenting. Who is the sassy chick that you were before that? Who did you want to be? Who did you dream of becoming? Chase that girl. Like, if the more you bring out the best version of yourself, the more you give your kid the best life.
True.
Yeah. The more you work on yourself, the more you'll give your kid the best life. But the more if you sit down and dedicate your whole life to them, you'll be that kamama that got pregnant young na kachapi. I know you'll be proving the society right.
Plus, they'll have no one to look up to.
Yeah,
perfectly put.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in. This episode. That was Turk.
Thanks for having
my cousin.
Me.
Mm-hmm. And thanks for coming, actually.
I would again and again.
Tuna kukubaya soda pale nje.
Minutes made.
To appreciate you.
Am I a shot?
Whatever you want. Whatever you want. We'll have it for you.
Thank you.
And we'll put her details in the description box.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah,
so you can click down there for her store. And her YouTube channel.
Period.
Yeah. There were three things. Store, no, YouTube channel. Or two.
And yeah, our YouTube two. Channel. Subscribe. Yes.
Don't forget to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, bye. Till the next one.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao.